The moment of seasonal balance is upon us when the sun reaches its equinox moment at 12:15 p.m. on Tuesday, March 20th. And this begs a question. Does observing equinox bring balance into our way of being? And if it does, can we identify what needs to take place to bring balance into our lives and into the world? I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So balance is not a static state of being. It's something that requires a really dynamic engagement, moment by moment. So just think of a teeter-totter. But who has the presence of mind for that? This is where the celestial world can help. Because if we engage in a ceremony of balance, at the same moment that the celestial world is positioned for the same thing, it's like we get a macrocosmic helping hand. So why not take advantage? The moment of equinox moves through time and space. This is called its precession, and it results in the fact that equinox occurs slightly earlier every year and in front of a different region of stars as we wend our way through long periods of history. Here in the 21st century, the equinox sun rises in front of the stars of Pisces, with the Earth opposite, you could say in the region of Virgo. This axis of the zodiac is related to the forces of sunrise and sunset, or dawn, that's Pisces, and dusk, that's Virgo. Now, one way to bring balance into your life at the times of equinox, then, is to pay attention to these forces of dawn and dusk, to note the thoughts you're having or the messages you receive as you wake up in the morning, and to be mindful of what you carry across the threshold at dusk as the sun sets each evening. The time that we spend drifting in sleep between dusk and dawn can be imagined like a mighty cosmic conversation that we're not really awake to, but that we can become more and more aware of if we regularly tune in for the balance that's struck each day between the forces of dawn and dusk and twice every year at equinox. I'm Mary Stewart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.